What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan, and you are listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Goodpod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Call of Duty League with the recent Activision lawsuit, Optic hosting COD Champs, the Major 3 Week 3 online qualifiers. It is a lot to dive into as far as the Call of Duty League content goes. And also on today's podcast, guys, we are talking about the Atlanta Falcons, of who they selected in the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft. So without any further delay, let's go to get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League, esports covering Roster Mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff stabs, wins the 101, and Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. All right, guys, so we are kicking things off with the Call of Duty League side of things for this podcast. So last week, the Call of Duty League settled a lawsuit. I believe this was from the Hex and Scump lawsuit right here for Call of Duty League right here. This is coming from at IntelCDL on Twitter. Breaking: Call of Duty League making multiple changes to help support teams. First, outstanding entry fees will be eliminated. Second, teams will earn increased revenue from team bundles, including the Champs bundle. Third, teams will receive more from the league to run events. And finally, teams will receive a two-year minimum guarantee of revenue. So definitely this is awesome right here to see. And from overreacting, GG shares the restructured deal, and it will be a $25.5 million settlement eliminated from all teams, and will grant $2 million USD in the restructuring payments. So basically, all that money is coming back to all 12 teams that's been in the Call of Duty League since the inaugural season in 2019-ish/2020, right in there. So this is good right here, and this has definitely opened the door to now an expansion season, pretty much, because now you have teams like Team War that's been teasing like every single day. Yes, they're in challengers. I know they get the resources to take that next step and really get to the point of, all right, we are professionals. We can make it into the pro scene for the Call of Duty League. So they've been teasing it every once in a while. I wouldn't be surprised if they do make a run for the pro scene this season. Then you got Complexity being bought back from its previous owner, which is now the current owner, on so forth right there. So definitely would love to see Complexity in there. Team Sentinels, you know, it's gonna be a lot of teams that are gonna be interested in coming into the Call of Duty League. But a more realistic approach, definitely I could see, is Gen G coming back, because they were in the CWL. So Gen G, and then definitely Team War. I could see Team War making that step forward, getting out of the challenger scenes and moving into the pro scene for the Call of Duty League. Second on today's list, guys, Optic Texas will be the host of COD Champs 2024 here. The event will take place July 18th through 21st at the CUTX Event Center. And of course, you know, tickets are already available at optic.link/champs if you guys want to check that out. Obviously, I will not be making it to Texas for COD Champs, So that is unfortunate, but I will be trying to work out a live stream on the official Belly Up Sports Media Network for a super show discussing everything Call of Duty League related. So definitely you don't want to miss that coming up in July. So now let's talk about the Major 3 Week 3 online qualifiers. So guys, I do want to quickly remind you right here, I am recording this still during the Week 2 online qualifiers for the Major 3 tournament. So I am clueless to know what results have happened outside of New York Subliners beating the Carolina Royal Ravens defeating the New York Subliners in a 3-2, denying that reverse sweep. Toronto Ultra losing the very first hardpoint against Miami Heretics, but ultimately winning the entire series 3-1. Optic handling business against Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. So, let's see here. Yes, against Seattle. I'm currently looking at my phone right now. So, definitely outside of those matches is the only ones I know of as of right now moving forward. But Saturdays and Sundays matches, I am very clueless on right now, guys, so I do apologize for that. But we can still talk about the Week 3 online qualifiers. So you got two matches for April 26th, and that is the Los Angeles Thieves taking on the Carolina Royal Ravens, and the Los Angeles Gorillas taking on the Minnesota Rocker. Guys, I'm looking at LA Thieves winning against the Carolina Royal Ravens in the 3-2, and for LEG, guys, I really hate it for you, but I think Rocker's got the upper advantage in this series right here, but it's not going to come easy. I think it's going to be a 3-2 in that situation as well. You got three matches. First is the Boston Breach taking on the Los Angeles Gorillas, Toronto Ultra taking on the Carolina Royal Ravens, and finally, in the main event for Saturday, you got the Minnesota Rocker taking on the Los Angeles Thieves. So, guys, I believe LEG can win against Boston Breach. I would say a 3-1. Toronto definitely is going to run over Carolina 3-0. I just don't see that happening with Clayster and TJ right now, as good as they are. They really are phenomenal players. But the overall team experience is just not there for the Ravens. And I think the rest of the season is just pretty much chalked for them. Finally, for April 27th in the main event, you got the Minnesota Rocker taking on the Los Angeles Thieves. Guys, I'm going to say the Rocker's going to win this one as well right here. I just don't see the LA Thieves being that very scary just quite yet. I think they need to make another land run and kind of like place like Todd Fifth in order to start kind of like figuring things out, because we still got one more major to go after this, which of course that was ultimately going to be the Royal Ravens in Charlotte, but it's not going to happen now. It's going to be happening in LA. But anyways, so for Sunday, April 28th, you got the Seattle Surge taking on the Las Vegas Legion, Optic Texas taking on the Miami Heretics, and finally, in your main event, the Monster Energy matchup, the New York Subliners taking on the Atlanta FaZe. So guys, I'm looking at right here, the Las Vegas Legion defeating the Seattle Surge in kind of a 3-1 fashion. I think Vegas has definitely got the potential to make a run in the Major 3 tournaments and beyond right there. And this will be a great stepping stone for them. Optic Texas, definitely, we already know who's going to win that one. But then they're again now, the Miami Heretics, they have shown signs of life here and there throughout the Major 1 and Major 2. But is it going to be too late for those signs, to come alive, or is just the hopes and dreams going to die out? That's going to be the problem right there. And for Atlanta FaZe, I'm going to say this is going to be a 3-1 over New York. However, New York is definitely a great search and destroy team. So it's going to be very interesting right here, but I'm still going to have to pick the boys in red, going up 3-1 over against NYSL. And that's just my overall picks. I'm not doing the top three matches right now, guys. There's really not any kind of matches to really look forward to this weekend, outside of course the Atlanta FaZe and New York series. Yeah, but other than that, that's really all your matches moving forward. I mean, I could throw in maybe like Los Angeles Thieves against the Carolina Royal Ravens, something like that. But none of these series are really kind of impactful right now, except for, you know, your top four, NYSL, Optic, Toronto, and FaZe. That's your big four. That's all there is. And, you know, one in what? Four is going to go off against one another on April 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the main event. So, it is what it is right there, guys. Tell me what matches you are looking forward to this weekend, guys, for the Major 3 Week 3 Online Qualifiers. Definitely, again, I'm looking forward to the Atlanta FaZe versus New York Subliners series. Not just because I'm a FaZe fan, but it extends their lead beyond what they needed to be, because right now FaZe is sitting in a very good position to win the first overall seed for COD Champs. Now, granted, you don't get no advantage over any team. You just get to call yourself the number one seed in the regular season for the Call of Duty League 2024, you know, year date. So, guys, we are going to move on over to the Atlanta Falcons side of things right here. This is going to be a separate recording, so I will try to match all the editing together for you guys right here. But before we do head on over, guys, make sure you are taking advantage of the links that I've posted in the description below for you guys to check out. And that is a $25 voucher when you sign up for Fundrise today. You will get one and I will get one. Take advantage of the real estate market, guys. Signs are indicating that the real estate market is going to be going up this year, and that is very good. So take advantage of that. And also, guys, take advantage of a free stock through Robinhood. It will be valued between $5 to $100, and 95% of the time, it will be a $5 valued stock. But still, it is perfect to get started with right here. And this is not financial advice. I do want to disclose that right here, right now. No financial advice. But guys, still take the steps today to better yourself tomorrow is what this message is, basically. Because you will thank your future self later, whether it is just starting off investing just $5 or $10 every single week, that money adds up. And of course, the younger you are, the better your chances are of being a millionaire when you retire is going to be much, much more greater. But hey, any age is still perfect to start getting invested. And start today with those links posted below. Again, this is not financial advice. So now we are moving on over to the Atlanta Falcons side of things. And I will see you on the Falcons segment with who the Atlanta Falcons chose at the 8th overall position. All right, guys. So the Atlanta Falcons have officially made their pick. And guys, let me tell you, it is not what everybody was expecting out of the Atlanta Falcons. Oh boy, so with the 8th overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons have selected Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. Guys, let me tell you, this definitely was not a pick that everybody had on their mock drafts, their draft boards, whatever the case is. I do see where Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot is coming from with this pick. They're definitely looking forward to the future and that Kirk Cousins injury. That's what I said on the Belly Up Sports live stream last night when the pick was made. You know, they asked, you know, what I think of this pick about with Kirk Cousins and everything. And I said to myself, they are a little concerned about that Kirk Cousins Achilles injury. And it shows it right here, because if you weren't concerned, you'd be drafting a quarterback maybe like late round 3, early round 4. But no, you had to do the 8th overall pick in the first round for a quarterback. So definitely, this is a great player. It really is. But I just don't like the pick. It should have been a Dallas Turner edge out of Alabama. But instead, we go Michael Penix Jr. Pete Pete Prisco on CBS Sports, he does give it a B minus and puts the quote, "They opted to take their quarterback of the future by taking Penix. He has all the tools, but will learn and wait behind Kirk Cousins. I wonder if he can rush the passer like the player, but don't like the pick." Those were his notes on Michael Penix Jr. right there, guys, but it is what it is. The Falcons know who they're going to pick way far in advance, and no one else does. That's the only catch right there. And again, I like the player, I really do, but going forward, is this going to be the right solution for the Atlanta Falcons? That's what I'm concerned about. And how early are we going to see Michael Penix Jr.? I know we're obviously going to see him in the preseason. That's a guarantee. But when in the regular season is he going to take over for Kirk Cousins, Taylor Heineke? Who on that list is he going to take over for? That's where my options are going to be laid on the table right there. But guess, definitely congratulations to Michael Penix Jr. for making your dreams come true last night at the NFL draft, becoming the Atlanta Falcons quarterback. It is very late right now, past my bedtime, so I'm fixing to wrap things up and get this ship sailing on YouTube and all the streaming platforms for you guys to be listening to it right now, like as you are. So definitely, guys, make sure to like button, subscribe wherever you are listening from, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pod HQ. Again, please subscribe and download this podcast. I'm signing up for you guys, doing this draft coverage right here, and I will most likely do a Sunday Twitter space recap of the entire NFL draft for the Atlanta Falcons. So definitely stay tuned for that. But guys, please do that. It does support the podcast, and it'll make me feel very appreciated if you guys can do that for me for staying up all night just thinking about it. So, but until then, guys, Ike Morgan, we'll catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.